We're going to go out to the guest line. We like the draft of the Detroit Lions. Who better to break it down than their executive vice president of football operations and general manager than welcome in Martin Mayhew to the program. Martin, you're on with Jim Miller, Pat Kerwin, Moving the Chains, Sirius XM NFL Radio. Good to talk to you again, Martin, and congratulations on the 2014 NFL draft.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, I appreciate it. Glad to be here.
It's great having you on, and we were trying to describe to the listeners the cause and effect of Ebron on the field, and a couple of things that both of us said were, okay, matchup nightmare, everyone's saying that to everybody. Number two, red zone disaster threat for everyone. But to me, the worry we don't talk about enough, which I want you to address, is when you have these flex tight end types, the run game opens wide.
Yeah, without question. Yeah, you know, the thing that, I don't know if you guys talked about it, but, you know, when you go three wides, they go nickel, you know. When you go 12 personnel, you go one back, two tight ends, two receivers, the coordinator has to make a decision about what he wants to do. So from when we talk about matchups, that's what we're talking about. And sometimes it's situationally or whatever, but it kind of puts the onus on the defense to do something, which then you, as an offense, you can react to that. You know, our what we anticipate and hope is that we get a lot of nickel in those situations, and if we do, then we got a 6'4", 250-pound man blocking a corner probably, you know,
yep,
or a safety, you know, so if they go big nickel. So there's a lot you can do when you add a guy like Eric to your offense, and it gives a lot more flexibility, helps us get more out of Golden Tate, more out of Calvin Johnson, more out of Reggie Bush, you know. So it definitely helps our offense to have a guy like him.
Yeah, follow up with this first, because, I mean, we watch enough tape to make these comments. You get a lot of exotic coverages towards Calvin. And so guys have a notion to roll anything that way in some cloud to Calvin deal. You flex that kid on the other side, he's got a strong safety playing off on him. I mean, it could be easy pickings.
Right. Yeah, he made a lot of plays in that way in college. And as you know, our offensive coordinator came from the Saints, and Jimmy Graham made a lot of plays off away from trips on the backside, one-on-one matchup type of deal. So, again, yeah, this guy is going to help us, and it's going to be something that's going to evolve over time. I think the best way to attack people, we're going to see how defenses are playing us, which is obviously very important. But, you know, the guy's got a lot of ability, and he's going to help our offense to win football games.
Well, we interviewed him right after he was selected by Detroit. He's got a gregarious personality. When you look at Eric Ebron, everybody knows how he got engaged the day of the draft. But, you know, just in terms of the personality, the young man in Eric Ebron, I mean, talk about, I could say that about all your draft picks, high character guys that you brought into the building, Martin.
Yeah, he's got a great personality, great sense of humor, very high energy. You know, people say about people, this guy's never had a bad day. I've only been around him for about 3 or 4 days now, but he hadn't had a bad day yet, you know.
3 for 3, Martin.
You know, he's having fun every day out there. Guys are out there working, and, you know, Coach Caldwell's using some of this time to do some installation and get these guys up to speed. So I see him out there. He's a very high-energy guy, and he's leading that group right now.
Martin, the Senior Bowl was very good to you. Kyle Van Noy was absolutely – I talked about him every day at practice to the point of the fans asking me to stop, but I thought that guy's versatility. Swanson, guard, center, I thought he had a good week. And the Princeton kid. Those three guys, you can talk about all of them collectively here, but Mobile, I left Mobile, as did Jimmy, with tremendous notes on all three guys that I'd love them on my team.
Yeah, we felt great about Kyle. Got to see him play off the ball some in the Senior Bowl. And, you know, this guy's production, just across the board, whatever category you want to pick, you know, whether it's playing the run, his tackles, whether it's sacking the quarterback, whether it's a passing game, you know, 7 career interceptions, 17 PBUs. You know, guy's just really productive, and he's versatile, you know, and that helps us with our new defense, our new defensive front. We're going to do a lot of things with that same linebacker. So he's a guy that's going to get on the field, I think, relatively early and possibly have a role in nickel packages, too, in the sub packages. And we like his versatility. We like his football intelligence, and we like his personal character a lot, and football character. So he was a really good fit for us.
In terms of I'm sorry, go ahead, Martin.
I was going to say, you asked about the other guys.
Yeah, the other two from the Senior Bowl. I loved them.
Yeah. Swanson, you know, 50 career starts in the SEC. That's hard to do. I don't care where you're playing. I don't care what conference you're playing in or who you are, but to start 50 straight games, and the guy's big, smart, tough, durable, good pass protector. So we like what he brings to the table. He's a guy that can play guard and can play center. You know, so he's going to be a good fit for us on the offensive line. I don't know exactly where he fits in right away, but he'll get an opportunity at guard and center, I think. And we think he's going to be a good addition to our team. And then Reed, obviously coming from Princeton, you really want to see how he does against the big boys. Early on in the week, I thought he struggled a little bit the first couple of days, but you could see each day he seemed to get a little bit better. And finally in the game, obviously played well in the game, had a couple sacks and showed his quickness and beat some guys inside on some inside moves. So we like him a lot, too. And our owner, by the way, in case you guys don't know, he's from Princeton, too, so he was excited about the draft.
That's a no-brainer. Tiger.
Bill Ford Jr. Yeah, he's from one of our owners. Bill Ford Jr. is from Princeton University, so he's excited.
Well, we talked to Caron Reed, and he's the type of guy, you just give him the game plan, and he's got it all figured out. That is a bright kid right there when you look at Caron. We always talk so much about the swing tackle, and this is where I want to get back to Travis Swanson. Guys like him are ideal on game day. When you're beat up at offensive line, you mentioned he's a dual threat because he can be guard or center in what he can play. And obviously all the consecutive starts that you mentioned that he had in college as well. Maybe just talk about that because that is a key utility guy when you look at Travis Swanson on game day when you're doing your active roster when it comes down to the wire.
Right. You know, a lot of teams, as you know, Jim and Pat will dress out 7 offensive linemen. So you want to have – you know, a guy that can play guard and a guy that can play center typically dresses out for us. Last year that guy was Dylan Gandy, who's still out there as a free agent right now. But, you know, Travis we think can fit into that role. You also will have maybe a guard tackle guy, a guy that can play offensive tackle and offensive guard. So you only got 2 backups on your offensive line. So one guy goes down, it can start a chain reaction there pretty quick. And you know, anytime you get a versatile guy like Travis who's really smart, the way you know, he's a really highly intelligent kid and learns football really well. He's a guy that you can plug and play at any position pretty much on game day.
Yeah, at 6'5", and with the way he plays, I wouldn't be surprised if before the year's over I see him taking some snaps at tackle in the middle of a game because he's the next best guy that could go out there if an injury occurs. So love all that. Take us to the secondary, Martin, and some medical updates if you can. And how do you see this shaking out? Because most of our questions right now from the Detroit fans are coming directed at the secondary.
Yeah, I can understand that. And again, as far as the medical stuff, you know, we don't really get into that. It's not really that competitive right now, but that's kind of our policy. And I just got on Joyke Bell today for disclosing stuff. So I don't want to go.
No, don't be the next guy. Joyke will come right back at you.
Yeah, Joyke and I just had a little conversation about that. But I will say this. You know, we added a guy, Nevin Lawson. I think is going to be a really good player for us. And he's a guy we talked about actually in the 3rd round. We were looking at Travis, and we were going, man, is this guy going to be there? You know. So we waited through the round. You know, there's another couple guys that went. It'd been nice to be talking about, you know, 3 or 4 DBs there at the bottom of the 4th. Nevin was the guy that was left that we felt great about. This guy's very, very physical at the line of scrimmage, very scrappy, smaller guy. But he gets his hands on people at the line and plays really good press coverage. The guy can run. He's productive. So we think he's got a chance to get in the mix there at corner. We'll see what happens. It's early in the process, but early, you know, so far, drill work-wise and all that, he looks really good practicing right now.
Well, so many – I don't think people realize how many rookies contributed on your team a year ago and even undrafted free agents. Maybe take us there because we had a caller yesterday bring up Jerome Kupplin, a free, undrafted free agent you got from William & Mary. He's got crazy numbers, but when you think of Waddle, you think of Fourier, all those guys that contributed for your team a year ago, and maybe you got some diamonds in the rough again, Martin, in terms of your undrafted free agent class.
Yeah, we do. We got some guys we're excited about, you know, and that's been a process. We've really started to dig into that process a little more thoroughly and get a little bit deeper into it earlier in the process. You know, in the past, a lot of times we wait until we get to 6th, 7th round and start seeing who's there, start targeting guys. Well, now we get out in front of that, and we've been targeting guys a little bit earlier. One guy we targeted early is the offensive tackle, Cornelius Lucas from Kansas State. And I don't know if you guys know much about him, but this guy's 6'8", he's 320 pounds. You know, he's got 26 straight starts at Kansas State. We think he's got a chance to be like a Waddle sort of guy. And, you know, we're going to try him at left and right tackle. But the guy was productive down there. He's coming off an injury, had a foot injury that he was working through. Did not work at the combine. I don't think he went to the combine. So he had a late pro day. But he may be a guy kind of like Waddle who – a lot of people weren't really on, but we're excited about this kid, you know. And he's not doing much right now, waiting on his foot to get healthy. But he's definitely got a chance to make our team, I think, at this point. And talk about Kupplin from William & Mary. You know, he's also another guy we targeted early in the process. We've got Alan Williams here coaching DBs, who's a William & Mary guy. And he was talking about this kid. And, you know, we didn't have, you know, grades on him. We're just, you know, sort of, you know, priority free agent late grades. We started looking at him, and we like what we saw from him. A lot of production. I mean, he had 113 tackles last year. And some production in the passing game, too. So, and move around drill work right now. I mean, he's six foot. He's 215 pounds almost. He ran 4.55. He's a smart kid. So he's probably getting that mix at safety. We'll see what happens. But at least you got a guy that should be good on special teams based off his production versus the run in college. And we're excited about him. And the other guy, there's more than one, but another guy is my Florida State guy, Chad Abram, the fullback. You know, I was at their pro day, and he really just caught a bunch of people's eye catching the ball out of the backfield. You know, he's almost 6 foot. He's 240 pounds. He played a big role on teams down there up until this year. So we see him as a guy who may have a chance as a fullback, special teams guy to come in and compete. So there are a number, I could go on. There are a number of guys, you know, that we like as undrafted free agents, and they're going to get a real opportunity to make this football team.
Last one for me, Martin, and that is Larry Webster. Bloomsburg's produced some a phenomenal NFL player, but how long does it take for a guy like Larry to jump from Bloomsburg into the reality of NFL pass rushing and the things that he has to be able to do?
I hope not long, you know. We'll see. I mean, he looks good. Drill work. I mean, you can't dispute the athleticism with this guy. His combine numbers were outstanding. And then just on the drill work, running the hoops and stuff, and Coach Washburn's got him out there doing stuff, and he's catching a lot of people's eye on the drills, you know. He looks like he's probably about 250, so he's going to put some weight on and get a little stronger, I think. But I'm looking forward to seeing him, you know, when we put the pads on, what he looks like, because he looks really good athletically in the drills that we're doing right now. So he's got a lot of people excited.
Well, Martin, before we let you go, how do you introduce these guys to being professionals? We talked to a couple of coaches yesterday, like Ken Wisenhunt of the Tennessee Titans and Pete Carroll of the Seattle Seahawks, and maybe just the introductory rookie minicamp that you'll be hosting this weekend, the 16th through the 18th. What message do you try to tell your rookie class?
Yeah, we know it really started on Monday with our director of player development, Galen Duncan. He's been meeting with these guys every day. He has a couple hours with them every day, and he goes through different things. You know, it's dealing with money, you know, dealing with the pressures of being a National Football League player, you know, preparing for games and all that. He goes through everything from tickets, you know, everything across the board, financial education seminars. So we start with that process. Today was the first time we kind of mixed a little bit of work where we had the veterans more around these rookies. You know, these guys are in rookie development right now programs, but we kind of mixed those guys a little bit and got them familiar with some of the vets. And we're getting that rookie mini camp, and these guys will be tuned in, ready to go. I think they're already learning a lot of football, and we threw a lot of stuff at them. We'll see which ones can catch on quick and which ones can get up to speed quick. And then you'll find out, you know, pretty fast who the players are.
Well, as always, Martin, we appreciate your time. It was a great draft for the Detroit Lions fans, and they should be pretty darn excited. But thanks for joining us on the program. We'll talk to you down the road.
Great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care, Martin.